Picture your great-grandmother walking through a modern supermarket. She'd be utterly bewildered. Rows of brightly colored boxes promising health benefits, protein bars that never spoil, and bread that stays soft for weeks. She wouldn't recognize most of it as food at all, and she'd be right. Here's a startling fact. The average 40-year-old man today weighs 30 pounds more than his counterpart from 1960, despite our culture's obsession with dieting and healthy eating. Something has gone terribly wrong. The answer isn't more willpower or stricter calorie counting. The problem runs deeper. We've been eating foods designed by laboratories rather than nature. Modern wheat bears little resemblance to ancient grains. It's been hybridized into a shorter, higher-yielding crop that's simultaneously less nutritious. Processing strips away what little nutrition remains, adds bleaching agents and chemicals, then enriches it with synthetic vitamins. Even more concerning, 65% of U.S. corn is now BT corn, genetically modified to contain pesticides in its very DNA. When you eat this corn or its countless derivatives, you're consuming a toxin designed to rupture insect stomachs. Given that 9 out of 10 cells in our bodies are actually bacterial, this should give us serious pause. Your body isn't a simple machine running on calories in, calories out. It's a complex ecosystem where bacterial cells outnumber human cells 10 to 1. These microorganisms influence digestion, nutrient absorption, immune function, and mood. Your gut hosts two competing forces: probiotic bacteria that aid digestion and protect against disease, thriving on fiber and fermented foods, and pathogenic bacteria that steal nutrients and release toxins, feeding on sugar. Every meal feeds one army or the other. Sugar and processed foods fuel the enemy. Fermented foods, vegetables, and whole foods reinforce your allies. This explains why antibiotics devastate your system. They carpet bomb beneficial bacteria along with harmful ones. Here's the revolutionary insight. Your DNA isn't your destiny. Epigenetics reveals that lifestyle factors, what you eat, how you move, even your thoughts, can turn genes on and off. Modern diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and obesity aren't genetic inevitabilities, but largely self-inflicted conditions from the mismatch between our Stone Age genetics and industrialized lifestyle. For decades, we've been told that eating fat makes you fat. This is one of nutrition's most damaging myths. The truth is counterintuitive. Sugar becomes fat, while fat becomes energy. When you eat carbohydrates, they break down into glucose, spiking blood sugar and triggering insulin secretion. Insulin stores glucose in your liver, muscles, or fat cells. Once storage is full, excess glucose converts directly to fat. Here's the crucial part. Your body can either store fat or burn fat, but not simultaneously. Insulin levels determine which process occurs. When insulin is elevated, which happens every time you eat carbohydrates, fat cannot be released from storage. You're locked in fat storage mode. This explains why you can feel hungry even when carrying excess body fat. Your body has plenty of fuel available, but insulin keeps the fat cells locked. Modern research contradicts decades of anti-saturated fat propaganda. High-fat diets lead to leaner body composition and reduced heart disease risk compared to low-fat diets. Fat increases fat-burning hormones, promotes muscle growth, inhibits muscle breakdown, and boosts growth hormone production. Even cholesterol, vilified for decades, is vital for brain function, hormone production, and protection against free radicals. One Harvard study found that healthy people could eat 7 eggs daily without increased heart disease risk. Our ancestors hunted all day and feasted at night, naturally cycling between fasting and eating. Modern constant grazing keeps insulin chronically elevated, locking us in fat storage mode and driving insulin resistance. Fasting and feasting, undereating during the day and filling up at night, offers remarkable benefits. It promotes human growth hormone production, which burns fat and slows aging. It normalizes insulin sensitivity and hunger hormones, while decreasing triglycerides and inflammation. People naturally consume less food overall without feeling deprived. Carbohydrate timing matters tremendously. Evening is ideal for carbs. They help your body enter rest and digest mode and improve sleep. Morning carbs spike blood sugar when insulin sensitivity is already lower, triggering day-long swings. Think gatherer by day, vegetables, nuts, and fruit, and hunter by night with protein, fat, and slow-burning carbs like sweet potato or whole grain rice. The fitness industry pushes hours of cardio for fat loss, but this approach is remarkably inefficient. You'd need 60 minutes on a treadmill to burn off one Starbucks muffin. Our bodies evolved for brief bursts of intense activity, sprinting from predators, climbing trees, lifting heavy objects. Exercise works through hormesis, small doses of stress that trigger the body to rebuild stronger. When you lift heavy or sprint intensely, you damage muscle tissue, prompting repair that builds muscles beyond their original capacity. The key? Constant, varied challenges that prevent adaptation. The most effective approach focuses on explosive, full-body movements, squats, deadlifts, pull-ups that engage large muscle groups and trigger hormonal responses. A 5-minute high-intensity interval workout, 20 seconds maximum effort, 10 seconds rest, repeated 10 times, can dramatically improve both anaerobic and aerobic systems, delivering results that hours of jogging never could. Learning to cook may be the most transformative health habit you can develop, not for macronutrient optimization, but because it gives you control over what enters your body and reconnects you with preparing nourishment. Home cooking ensures quality ingredients while fulfilling our need for social connection and strengthening bonds. The foundation is simple. Eat foods your great-grandparents would recognize. Prioritize non-starchy vegetables and quality protein, complemented by nuts, seeds, and healthy fats. Choose organic, local, farm-fresh produce when possible, emphasizing leafy greens. For animal products, seek grass-fed, pastured, organic, wild, and locally sourced options. This matters because when you eat meat, you're consuming the entire food chain. Corn-fed, antibiotic-pumped feedlot cows are sick animals whose meat bears little resemblance to lean meat from wild ancestors. Factory farms commonly feed cows industrial poultry litter, and rapid slaughterhouse lines often result in fecal contamination, the root cause of E. coli outbreaks. Wild animal meat carries minimal external fat and few toxins. Feedlot animals are fat and sick, with inches of white fat covering bodies that never moved freely. Our natural soundscape has been replaced by technological noise, phones buzzing, alarms blaring, constant digital interruptions. Yet science confirms that natural environments reduce anger, anxiety, and stress in ways no app or medication can replicate. Environmental design offers the powerful alternative to willpower, which fails 92% of the time with New Year's resolutions. Instead of relying on self-control, make good decisions convenient and bad ones difficult. Keep tempting foods out of sight, set out gym clothes the night before, or keep exercise equipment visible. Consider the 1958 Bascom family on their New Hampshire farm. Horace waking at 5:30 a.m. to milk 27 cows, while Marion manages children and household, canning 800 jars of produce yearly. Despite financial struggles, Horace reads from his Bible before each meal, giving thanks for this good bread and the strength that comes from it. Our ancestors didn't need diet books or calorie counters. They lived in harmony with natural cycles, ate food they grew themselves, and maintained physical activity as part of daily life. The wild diet returns to these timeless principles, reclaiming vibrant health through real nourishment, movement, and connection.